day.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back to Hour 2. Folks, I did not even know that we were into Hour 2 already. Folks, I'm looking forward to have someone call in and give me the definition to legalism, folks. This is proving my point. Now, we've had some callers, but I need the right one. Give me a definition of legalism. 1-866-233-0747. I'll give it another 5 minutes. 1-866-233-0747. And hopefully this will take everybody's feet that thought there was something called legalism and stick them both in their mush because, folks, for a better way of saying it, it's not there. And if you can prove me wrong, please do call in and prove just that. It says in 2 John, this is the love of God, the keeping of the commandments. Isn't that interesting? Folks, a little girl was talking to her teacher about whales. The teacher said it was physically impossible for a whale to swallow a human because even though it was a very large mammal, its throat was very small. The little girl stated that Jonah was swallowed by a whale. That's in the Bible. Irritated, the teacher reiterated that a whole whale could not swallow a whole human being. It was physically impossible. The little girl said, "When I get to heaven, I'll ask Jonah." The teacher asked, "What if Jonah went to hell?" Then the little girl replied, "Then you ask him."
Poor teacher.
That was good. I like that. I really like that.
That was really thought-provoking.
Yeah?
Yes.
You like that?
Very.
All right.
Very much.
All right. I'm just looking over here because I'm trying to...
I'd like to add to the topic of judging.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Judge not... As a matter of fact, this is what it says in the book of Matthew. Jesus said, because everybody says, well, Jesus wasn't judging. Judge not that ye be not judged. And Tom was asking about the solution to our problems. If I have a clean house, well, I'll give you an example. My grandmother kept an extremely clean house. Impeccable. She was always cleaning.
Ooh.
Guess what happened when somebody walked in with muddy boots?
Oh, didn't fly.
I can't judge them.
No, it didn't fly because her character was so upright that she didn't tolerate any messes around her.
Yeah.
We will not, if our character is as such, not tolerate it around us. And it seems to me Jesus is saying through this scripture...
He is, Jake.
Instead of judging not, he's saying correct thyself, then judge.
He's talking about, you're talking about Matthew 7. Keep that whole thing in context. That's all he's doing is teaching you judgment. Because right after that, he says, cast not that which is holy to the dogs.
Mm-hmm.
He's teaching you judgment. The Bible teaches in the Levitical order, the Decalogue, the five book of Moses. It talks about how we are to make the distinction between that which is holy and defiled. Constantly. Sheep, goats.
Everything we do is a moral judgment.
It totally is. The other point is this. If I'm driving down the highway and the posted law is 55 miles an hour, mm-hmm. and I'm driving 70, and I get pulled over by the police officer, he hands me a ticket. Do I rip that ticket up, throw it down at his feet, and say, "Who are you to judge me, officer?"
Well, you could try it.
Well, and I'm going to end up in jail because that cop knows
that
his job is to judge.
Judge me?
You know what? Thou shalt judge. That's all the Bible teaches is judgment. And you have these hypocritical professors. Thou shalt not judge.
That's perfect. Well, I'm just a given.
Then can I ask you something? How do I make it to that straight and narrow then? Can you teach me that?
What straight and narrow? My pastor never told me about no straight and narrow.
No, he didn't.
Where you at, brother? You legalist.
That's right. Thank you. You just gave me my definition right there.
What's legalism?
Well, legalism is just when you tell people that they have to obey the Lord.
Oh. You're going to love the Lord so much you're actually going to obey him?
Is that love? Do you see the danger of that parallel?
Of course. It eliminates love.
That's right. That's completely right.
It's like our veterans.
When your kids obey you as parents, is that legalism, folks?
No way.
But that's what these idiotic heretics teach the American people through the church all day long.
Yep.
Well, it's legalism to obey God. No, it's love to obey God, dummy.
That's right. Obedience is an action that comes from the heart, and what motivates that is going to be love.
And the only thing that's going to bring forth that love is when you see Christ crucified on the cross, just like America, when you look at the veterans that have paid the ultimate price for your freedom.
Which is why, again, the government's purpose, law's purpose, is not to help a man. You will see that redemption when you see what our veterans have done to give us the liberty that we have. That law is to bring consequence, to drive a man to look to the veterans to see what they have done.
That's right. You said something earlier. Let me rewind just a little bit here. You said something earlier about the fat people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, folks, now do you know that just up until recently, now that's a disease?
Yeah.
You know, these fat people that are in their little go-karts, they go around the grocery store, and then they stop at the little, you know,
now,
the,
is that
love? Ford.
Instead of saying, why don't you walk around the store and get some exercise? We're going to get you a little
fat person
card.
And then they got the oxygen up to their nose. Yeah. They're 400 pounds overweight. Do you know that that's not good for your heart?
Yeah.
Oh, who are you to judge me?
Mm-hmm.
No. I want you to live, man. I'm trying to tell you to quit eating. Jake, when you were talking about the fat people, you told them to go on a diet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, spell the word diet. Come on, folks. Let's be a little, let's see how genius you are, Jake.
Okay.
Spell diet.
D. I-E-T.
Ding, 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 ding. Take off the T.
Yep.
What does it spell?
You die if you don't diet.
And diet is dieting. You are dying to the lust of what?
Yeah.
It's called lasciviousness,
right,
folks. It's you want to eat everything that goes into your fat
That's
face.
Right.
Why don't you have a little, take a little responsibility and say, mm-hmm, you know what? I want to live to be 80 years old and put down the Dairy Queen and the McDonald's.
You know, and if a man is not moral enough to say, I want to live, at least the consequence will force him to change his behavior. Because that's what the law does. The law isn't just there for a righteous man who wants to do right. It's there for a wicked man who doesn't want to do right.
Doctors tell people all the time that are overweight, listen, you better stop eating what you're eating, because if you don't, hey, those popsicles should turn into popcorn every night, folks.
Yep.
I mean, doctors say it all the time. You're not going to live that long if you keep stuff in your face like that. Folks, for the doctor to say that to him, that's love.
That is love.
Yeah, I love you enough, man. I appreciate your business, too, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
But some doctors really do love their patients, and praise God for them.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is, I say hard things to people, like, hey, listen, brother, from another mother. And by the way, she must have been a big mother, because you're a big brother. You want me to wrap that?
Yeah.
Slow down on the DQ, dude.
A good mother.
The other day I was driving by, and Nicole, you know, you guys, for the regular listeners, I called her the double-decker last week, the double-decker cake.
Because she's so sweet,
and,
right?
Yep, and we left the office, and I was driving back. I had to stop at the grocery store to get some salt for our water softener, and I came back, and I caught her in the line. And she texted me right away. I didn't say anything. See, conscience bore witness all. She was condemned for being at Dairy Queen and seeing Bradley.
Oh, man.
You know, the Bible says all things are naked and open to the eyes of whom we have to do. The Lord beholds the good and the evil in all places at all times, and I praise God for that.
Now, when she texted you, did she want you to partake with her guilt? Did she ask you, can I get you a hot fudge sundae? She did.
I just can't get away from you, huh? No, she wanted me to laugh at the fact that she was caught with her hand in the DQ jar.
So, and
to her demise, now her husband's going to have to go out and buy her new pants, three sizes bigger than what she had last week.
That's right.
But that's not love. Listen, slow down on
the DQ. We need to support the clothing maker.
Sister. Oh, but who loves her? The people that make
clothes.
That's right.
Oh, no, you keep eating that.
Oh, listen to the big lady clothes
place. The big and
tall
store. Yeah.
Come on in, fat lady, and we'll treat you like a queen.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 320-274-8400. 320-274-8400. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 320-274-8400.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Normal blood pressure naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Folks, I think I have someone on the radio that's going to give me the definition of legalism, but first, dun-dun-dun-dun, hold on a second, Walter, hang on just one moment with me, Walt. A teacher was given a lesson on the circulation of the blood. Trying to make the matter clear, she said, "Now, class, if I stood on my head, the blood, as you know, would run into it, and I would turn red in the face." "Yes," the class replied. "Then why is it that while I'm standing upright in the ordinary position, the blood doesn't run into my feet?" A little fellow shouted, "'Cause your feet ain't empty." Folks, here. "'Cause your feet ain't empty."
What's he insinuating?
Folks. "'Cause your feet ain't empty." It's like Pond, Little House on the Prairie.
Uh-huh.
Where does it talk about baseball in the Bible?
Genesis.
In the beginning.
I think that's a great joke, too.
In the big inning?
I got it. Why doesn't anybody else get it? Seems to be I'm the only one that gets
tired
it.
I'm tired of cutting the rug, man, and people just sitting on the radio just belittling me. And my cost, I'm the finger of scorn's always pointed at me like I'm the bad guy when I'm trying to do the right thing all the time.
I think you need to go
another
where
question.
You're celebrated.
Instead of tolerated, yes. Jake. When was Adam created?
What time of day?
What time of day was Adam created? Thank you. Boy, that was a good one. That one's dinner. Hey, by the way, folks, 2 weeks ago when Jake said he was going to take me out to dinner, he never did it.
I didn't actually
that
say I was going
to. That is a hypocrite. Pretender.
I did
he said
ask.
One thing. You know what I like?
Yes, I do.
I'm just trying to be the godfather of radio
that?
Right now. Hang on.
When did they say?
Go ahead and answer the question. When was Adam, what time of the day was Adam born or created?
Just before Eve.
That's right! Just before Eve! Did you guys get that?
Just before evening.
Walter, Ohio, you got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Are you going to give me a definition for legalism? Please do. It's all yours.
Well, let's not get caught up in semantics. There are a lot of experiences that you really can't define by pen and pencil.
Oh, okay.
Okay, now hold up, Walter. Hold up. Just let's rewind a little bit. The Bible says that a child is the model of heaven, correct? Is that correct?
If you say so, yeah.
Well, no, that's what Scripture says. So let's make it real easy for people to understand. Just give me the definition of legalism. Are you having a good day, Walter?
Yes, but I tell you, there is no. You give me the definition of hot.
Of what?
Of what?
Hot, H-O-T. I can give you. I cannot give you a definition of legalism.
Okay, let me ask you then, Walter, what does legalism mean to you?
So it's not in the dictionary. Let's just establish that. Is that what you're saying?
Thank you. Thank you.
Gotcha.
Okay.
I can give you an example of legalism, which would be Phariseeism.
What would that be? Could you explain what that is?
Yeah, but how would that be legalism?
What's the application of God's law, the interpretation of the application of God's law. If you understand the Jewish tradition, the Zionist tradition.
Let's stick to the Bible. You're talking about the Decalogue, the first five books of Moses. Yep.
About the application of God's law.
Okay, but the application of God's law, how is that legalism?
By interpretation.
But you said Pharisees, you said the religious hypocrites. Keep in mind, Jesus rebuked the hypocrites because they said and they did not. He pointed them out and he gave them the definition as the hypocrites, the Pharisees. He didn't say you're legalistic. He said you're Pharisees, you're religious hypocrites.
And then he said, think not I'm come to destroy the law or the prophets.
I came not to destroy but to fulfill. He came not to abrogate the law.
Not one jot or one tittle.
You just define what legalism is by example.
Okay, you're not clear on your assertion, Brother Walter from Ohio.
Well, I challenge that.
No, because you're throwing something out there that's not justifiable. Justify your meaning because that's what I'm looking for.
Jesus had a problem with the Sadducees and the Pharisees.
That's right.
Because they were hypocrites.
That's right. Because they said and they did not. They didn't know the power of God. They didn't know the Scripture. Jesus continuously rebuked them for what they didn't know.
All right. Let's talk about circumcision. Is that legalism?
In what sense? Now, folks, I'll give you definition as he goes through this. In what sense? No. Let's be honest about this, Walter, and I'm having a little fun with you, but I'm also serious about this. Okay, it seems like you're kind of reaching a little bit because you're not giving me sound definition.
There is no definition. There's an experience, but there's no definition.
Okay, you got me. I understand what you're saying, but I'm still looking for definition.
You won't find one.
Okay, thank you. But why is it so prevalent in the church in America today then, Walter?
Well, it's simple. It's because of the fallen nature of man. He wants to transcend himself above the laws and statutes and judgments of God. He won't submit himself to the teaching of the Holy Spirit. As John said in 1 John 1:28, I would that no man that would teach you. I would no man teach you, but that same self spirits can teach you all things, hearkening back to the office of the Holy Spirit.
Are you in 1 John? Is that what you just said?
Yeah,
the anointing that abides in you teacheth you all things. You need not no man any teach you anything. That's exactly right. But he's talking about the anointing there.
You guys are good.
You know, real good, bro. We're the best. That's why we're on the radio. Thank you for your call, Walter. I appreciate it. And in all sincerity, if you want to, folks, this is what we're on the radio for. Is we want to cross-examine this kind of stuff, folks, because I would open this up to, and I say this with all due respect, get Billy Graham on the radio. Get these guys on the radio to this generation that has to fight for what we've lost. And I'll tell you what, there's a whole lot of different definition and meaning as to what that generation left off and allowed on our generation. Because a lot of it, folks, is nothing but a fallacy. It's not there. It's in the air. There's no substantiating any of this stuff. And what it does is it confuses people. And I know by design that's exactly what it's there for. Yeah. But, Walter, I agree and I understood what Walter was saying, but I was just simply looking for the definition, and we thank you for your call, Walter, but again, what I'm looking for is I want someone to substantiate the meaning because there isn't one. And so when he says, you know, you guys are good, folks, challenge us. That's what we want. We're not here. Again, we're here because of you. We're in school because of you, because me and Jake are on the radio all the time talking about how there's a lack of love. Well, listen, folks, we love you. We love you by our actions, 1 John 3:18, and we want to get to the core. Challenge us. And folks, as we have talked from day one, Jake, and I'm talking to my brother from another mother over here who's a real skinny one, you know, we've been on here and everything that we've talked about, and we've blown out of theory, we've blown out of deception, it's still going unchecked, but we continuously get attacked on the web for the things that we're exposing, but yet we're on the radio waiting for people to come on the air and call out our wrong. Well, the fact is our feet are on the ground, folks, and when I say we're not going anywhere, in Jesus' name, we're not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. Because our feet are upon that rock. Let the storm come, but the facts are, let's stay in the revelation that Jesus Christ has given us, and that is the rock upon which he will build his church, and he has built his church. Yep.
And I think just to clear up
Thank
all
you
of
for the
air
call,
here,
Walter.
Definitely. Thank you, Walter. To clear up all the air, he was asking just a simple question about, you know, circumcision. The point is that law, do we fulfill the law? We fulfill the law through love. Now, Jesus didn't say you're saved by what you do. That goes back to the law. It cannot help a man. But it will once a man has become converted. Like when
That's
Martin
right.
Luther said to his monk students, what do you want to do? They said, we can do whatever you want. And yes, you can as a saved person. You can do whatever you want to do. Because your wants, your desire, as God says in his word, he'll give you the desires of your heart. But he also said in that same verse, he said to seek the Lord, in so many words, I'm paraphrasing it, but he said, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart.
That's right. They're his desires,
though. You can't separate the two. So
yes.
Many people want to fleshly say, I get my own desires. The Lord said he gives me the desires of my heart. No. He said, delight yourself in the Lord. Yeah. Now you'll be transformed to have his heart, and he'll give you those desires because they were God-birthed. They were God-breathed.
That's right. And you got to be careful of that as well, because if you keep in mind, David was a man after God's own heart.
Mm-hmm.
But keep in mind, you see the difference. God always drew a line, even in David's life, where David failed, that wasn't God.
Mm-hmm.
Where David succeeded in God, you've seen the Spirit of Christ at work.
Yep.
You've seen the difference, because when David fell with Bathsheba, that was a no-no. Yep. God judged David for that.
Mm-hmm.
When God sent David out to war on the behalf of his children Israel, mm-hmm. and he was set as a light judgment for his people Israel, that was God's establishing judgment and a light in the land, Isaiah 59, to show his people who God was, because mm-hmm. the Bible tells us that God's judgment is the very judgment of righteousness and judgment, his throne,
habitation.
I'm sorry,
yep.
That's his habitation, so there's no getting away from that. Helena from Colorado will get you right back on legalism when we come back after this break. Folks, you got the Sons of Liberty with Bradley and Jake. If you want to partake with the show, 1-866-233-0747. We'll be right back after this break. Legalism again. This is good. Helena from Colorado.
Hello,
hang on with us. Cool.
Reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads, they're hype, and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years and we've been slowly growing, and our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just a friendly operator. 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Shank. This week, we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods. We've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick-fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy to use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stop costly pump outs and repairs and remove septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
One of the things that Walter had brought up was circumcision. And, folks, we have to understand, and Walter, too, if I had you on the line, I could still expound this. Circumcision was an outward sign to an inward work, is what it was. So there is definition in Nelson's Bible Dictionary, by the way.
Yeah.
And the other thing with this is I want people to understand that keeping the laws of God were written in your heart by the Holy Spirit in the book of Hebrews. People on the outward continuously magnify the law. Well, they can do one thing and do the opposite, but Christ still exposed them as hypocrites. Let me show you the process. The first thing the Lord did to the children of Israel when they were in bondage is he told them to take an innocent lamb without spot or blemish, basically take the life of that innocent lamb for the sins of the children of Israel. That's where God would meet them through sacrifice. Take the blood of that innocent lamb, take it and put it on the lintel post of your, put it on the posts of your house, and I will bring forth an exodus, a mass exodus, an exit. That's what God did when he brought the children of Israel out. He didn't chain them to the Ten Commandments first. He showed them the price of their redemption first. Keep that in mind, America. He had to show them the price of their redemption. He had to show them the price of covenant. Just like when we see our veterans come over here in body bags or in caskets, that's the price of our redemption. That's the price of the ratification of our Constitution. That's the price of liberty, right? When you see the heart of it, you'll live for it. The second thing God did is after he brought the children of Israel through the mass exodus, what's the second thing he did? He chained them to Sinai, to the Ten Commandments. He showed them the law after he delivered them. So, folks, we need to keep this in proper perspective. God uses the law to convert the soul. Yes, he does. But, America, look what's been given to you. And when you look at the price of Christ Jesus crucified on the cross, you're going to obey because you love. And then you want to know what God's law is so you can honor God's government.
And that gives the exact reasoning why we need to instruct our next generation in the schools and why we have, even as an organization, we went to those kids and we showed them the price, number one. Isn't that being withheld from them right now, America?
That's right.
And then we showed them our Constitution. Isn't that being withheld from them right now, America? And then we wonder why we have the product that we do as we complain about what this generation does. It's because they've been mistaught, misinformed. The sacrifice has been kept from them.
They're actually taught to desecrate the memories of their forefathers because of what the state-run media. They teach them the opposite. Go ahead and take everything that's not yours.
That was destroyed.
That's exactly right. Go ahead, party. Yep. Go ahead, have sex. No, go ahead and violate all God's commandments, not knowing that He's the one that gave you what you have called rights, America. See, if you continuously keep that in front of their eyes, they're going to think they're doing the right thing. Yep. And then they're going to look back and they're going to say, why am I having bad results in everything I do if this is what I'm being taught all day? Right. Because it's the wrong seed.
And that's,
Christ is the good seed.
And that's why you'll constantly hear on this radio program and not many of the others that conservative values, conservatism doesn't save you unless you have the maker of those conservative values. Our responsibility is not to each other. Our responsibility, as Christ even said, love the Lord your God with all of your heart. If our responsibility is not
your
to
heart.
Our maker,
you're not your works, your
that's
heart.
Right. Yes. And when you do with your heart, which brings it back, you said that circumcision was an outward sign of an inward work.
Yes.
I can't do an outward sign to perform an inward work.
No.
But that inward work, once it's happened, it can't but produce an outward sign.
For the more educated, you don't do the things that you do because you want to be justified. You do the things that you do because you are justified.
That's right.
We got Helena from Colorado talking about legalism. You got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Hi, welcome. Oh, thank you.
Welcome to our show. Welcome to your. Thank you for welcoming us into your world,
Helena. Welcome to my house.
Okay, cool.
Well, I think legalism is relying on our own deeds for salvation. But I think once we are regenerate, the obedience to the law.
Yeah.
Comes through the Holy Spirit.
That's exactly right. It's a working
through
of
love.
Regeneration and a renewing of the Holy Ghost. We don't have the power. It's like the Bible says, Helena. We don't have the power to change the color of our hair within itself. The Bible says a leopard can't change its spots. No, it cannot. It's a work of the Holy Spirit, which you have to take by faith. And this is the problem with Christianity today, Helena, is they forget that the Holy Spirit is really who He says He is. And they rely upon man-made methods in hopes to change themselves rather than over to a power to have faith in who can change themselves.
Okay. Same thing with America. If we give ourselves to our Creator that can change us, then we'll get victory.
Absolutely.
If we don't, we're just exchanging tyrants and tyrannies.
So what's the weather like in Colorado today?
Today is sunny. Beautiful. But it's a little chilly, though.
Chilly?
Yeah. Where are you guys at?
We are broadcasting live from the state of Minnesota.
Minnesota. Okay.
Yeah, we know about cold, Helena.
Yes. Well, for the sake
I've been there once.
For the sake of time, thank you for your call, Helena. Again, we appreciate it. Heather's going to pick you up. And, folks, if you want to, go check us out, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Can I give a great analogy? I don't want to butcher this because it didn't come from me, but there's a pig and a cat. And if you look at both of them, pigs by nature go wrestle in the muck and the mire. That's what they do. You can take a pig out of that setting, wash him off, make him squeaky clean, and put him back down, and guess what he's going to do by his own nature? He's going to go right back to that mud pit and get muddy. Now you look at a cat. He can't stand getting dirty. He's always grooming himself. He's always cleaning himself. So what I do is I take the methods of the cat on cleanliness, and I try to apply them to a pig. It's not going to work because the nature isn't there. What you need to do is change yourself from that pig, and I'm talking about the redemption of Christ, into that cat, and that nature will through that nature, so that change of nature,
what?
It will clean himself. That was Charles Spurgeon before he picked on me. That was a really good analogy, Charles.
Yes! Never against the Prince of Preachers. A Sunday school teacher was discussing the Ten Commandments with her 5- and 6-year-olds. After explaining the commandment to honor thy father and the mother, she asked, is there a commandment that teaches us how to treat our brothers and sisters? And without missing a beat, one little boy, the oldest of a family, answered, thou shalt not kill. We'll be right back after this break.
I'm speaking today with Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. Ted has been a supporter of the Sons of Liberty, continues to be. He believes in life, liberty, property, and as the Constitution says, we the people, we have a government that's comprised of us, and that interests, once they get involved, they start to meddle with our government system, turning it from we the people to they, the elitists, and then from they, the elitists, suppression and oppression against the people using the very document that was meant to set us free. Would you agree that that was articulated pretty plainly? Would you agree with those principles?
Absolutely would, other than the fact that they're going beyond the boundaries of the document.
Awesome.
If they're following the Constitution right now, they'd be coining coins and gold and silver coins.
So this isn't an issue of you're in the gold business to make money. You're literally in that business because as a result of the liberty God has given you, you want to bring that liberty to others. What you're saying is by dealing in gold, you're actually liberating your fellow man in America.
Sure are. It gets you away from the Federal Reserve System. And look at what's going on. It's inflation. The value of the currency is going down. Cost of a gallon of gasoline is now over $3 a gallon in Minnesota alone.
What got you started in the business, Ted?
How I got started in the business. You know, that's a funny story. I got started in the gold business because I fixed somebody's tire up on Lake Mille Lacs in Garrison, Minnesota. The fellow pulled in with a flat tire. I fixed it for him. It was a resort that I was working for. We didn't fix tires as an ordinary thing. And he was so happy with the fact that I went the extra mile and just fixed his tire for him that he gave me a job, and I started as a janitor over at another company and worked my way up through there. Now, Midas Resources came along as a later note. I was in the industry for over 17 years and then decided that I would go off on my own. One of the things that I became very impassioned with was liberty. I would like to see people have as much freedom as possible and as little intervention from government as there can be. The Creature from Jekyll Island, written by G. Edward Griffin, talks about how you can't have liberty without ridding the country of a central banking system, because the central banking system creates the money, lends it to us, charges interest on that, buys off our politicians, and pretty much sets up monopolies and tries to protect those monopolies at the cost of individual freedom and liberty. And so my passion is to get as many of these Creature from Jekyll Island books out into the hands of the people. With the printing press in Washington, D.C., the politician is not being held accountable for what they do, because all they have to do is tell the Treasury they want to spend more than they have. The Treasury can then turn around and sell bonds to the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve goes back to the Bureau of Engraving and asks for more money. They print it. They give it to the Fed. The Fed puts their little stamp on it and then lends it back to us, the United States taxpayers, at interest. And then we have to service that interest by laboring.
So what we're saying right now, Ted, is the Federal Reserve is superfluous at best. And it really does nothing but act as a detriment to the American people. There is absolutely no need for a Federal Reserve.
There sure isn't. As a matter of fact, in the United States, we had more time without a central bank than we have with.
And that's important for people to understand, because this is not in the Constitution, not a requirement. Our currency was handled just fine before the Federal Reserve and will continue to handle fine without it.
It sure will be. The only thing that you would do is you would take a lot of power away from the elite who has their hands in the pockets of our politicians who create legislation in order to satisfy their needs.
So your purpose is you want people to be educated by this so that they want to invest into their own lives, their own future, and their own country, not just your organization, Midas Resource. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty love what you do, Ted, and why we love Midas Resource, because they're sowing back into liberty in America, which is exactly what we're doing on the airwaves. We want to bring liberty to America, and it comes through a variety of facets, one being Midas Resources and Ted Anderson. Ted, I want to thank you so much for being on the program with us today. Can you just relate to our listeners, what's the best way to get in touch with you?
Well, it's pretty easy. If you dial 866-735-2464, and I'll say it again, 866-735-2464. If you pick up that Creature from Jekyll Island book by G. Edward Griffin, which, by the way, doesn't even in any of the pages at all mention that you should buy gold. It just explains the monetary system. And then if you decide that you want to buy silver, you'll actually have a silver dollar in your hand. Now, this is not the silver dollar that's being manufactured today by the U.S. Mint. I'm talking about the silver dollar that was commissioned by our forefathers like Thomas Jefferson, the kind of silver that he expected to be using here in the United States. I'm talking about a silver dollar from the early 1900s. All you have to do is call 877-877-4201, or we deliver it for $31, and you get the silver dollar in it. You can use a credit card as well.
Again, we had Ted Anderson in the studio with us with Midas Resources, Inc. Give him a call now at 877-877-4201. Get educated. Get liberated.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early $1,900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 877-877-4201. 877-877-4201. That's 877-877-4201.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning. Eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion. Fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. When I was practicing my addiction to alcohol, concerned family members intervened. I was given no choice in the matter. Maybe it's time to intervene into the negative behavior of government officials and show them the errors of their ways. Hey, it worked for me.
That's awesome.
Amen.
Let's apply it.
Just got these emails. Folks, again, we got the radio lines open for you guys. 1-866-233-0747. We get a lot of emails. We get a lot of phone calls, but because they're not on topic, we don't pull them in right away. We want you to stick to topic, and if you got something that is a part of topic or it's a rabbit trail from one of our topics, make it yours. Again, it's your radio show. Real quick, Helena.
Yes.
Colorado. Walter, Ohio.
They're tuning in from everywhere.
I'm going to get real bold. I'm going to get rid of my starch shirt for a minute. Wally.
Wally. Hey, Wally. Thanks for calling, Wally.
Wally. Here, I'm just going to show you
Shuffle your papers.
Hey, you guys, America, this is maturity. Listen. And I'll go about 2 miles an hour. I'll walk as slow as a backward turtle.
Ah, that's slow.
And then that will make me number one.
That's slow.
I don't have to be slow to be number one. Oh, no. It's never worked that way for me. It never has. The first thing you do when you go into the bathroom is turn on the light. You've all been to the bathroom before, right? Because if you haven't, you got to be seriously constipated. You hit that little dimmer switch and begin to turn the lights up so you can see yourself for who you really are. That's what we've been doing this whole show, folks. Have you noticed that when you turn the lights all the way up, you don't look so good, do you? And some of you guys might say, are you writing something to me? Some of you guys might say, sigh, the lights are turned up so high that I can now see my thinning hair. Girls, maybe your open pores and maybe your yellowing teeth. Oh, yikes. I don't look so good with those lights turned all the way up. America, we don't look good with those lights turned up, do we? See, that's what the law of God does. And again, that's what I'm doing here today, is turning the lights all the way up so you can see yourself for who you really are.
And that's what law does to criminals, my dyad.
Do you know the first thing that the Lord gave the church was, is, behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even though the Lord my God commanded me? Mm-hmm. Isn't that interesting?
He said that would be their inheritance as well.
Their inheritance and their wisdom and their righteousness among in the sight nations. Of the nations. Yep. Correct.
Just like ours. It sounds like America, right? We have a constitution that's been our inheritance, and it's been our wisdom in the sight of the nations.
What are those laws that show men their depravity before him? Number one is, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Jesus said that you should love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Notice when anybody ever tried to come up to Jesus and say, hey, I'll follow you. Isn't it interesting? Jesus always brought the sword. He didn't come to bring peace, folks. He come to bring what? Division. Division always brings forth the doers from the hearers. Mm-hmm. Or the doers, or should I say this, the real ones from the false pretended fake ones.
And there's a lot of
the
those.
Hypocrites. Yes, it is. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Here's another thought. Why do we have all these foreign gods coming into our country and then you begin to see war within the gates? Well, because the Lord said, you shall have no other gods before me. Mm-hmm. I like when people say it's because of religion for all these wars. No, it's the fact that you didn't obey the one God that you have so many wars, because you've allowed the false gods to take precedence above the one God, which will never fly in a million years. The Bible says in the first commandment, thou shalt have no other gods before me. End of story. There's no name under heaven whereby men might be saved. Who's that name? Jesus Christ. Neither is there salvation in any other. What's the name? Jesus Christ. You shall not make unto yourself any graven image. What does that mean? It means to create a God that doesn't mind you lying, stealing, taking his name in vain, coveting, committing adultery in thought. Isn't it interesting that there is no such God in the Bible? So when you say that your Christ is the minister of sin, that his grace will cover you, folks, you got it completely backwards. The grace of God is not used as a cover-up. It's an empowerment to overcome and restrain sin.
That's right. I can say a great analogy is, well, you know, thanks a lot, World War II vet. You and your buddies died so that I can go party.
Party on,
party
dude.
On. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
That's the ultimate
thanks
disrespect.
For your sacrifice, guys.
You guys are the best, man.
Yeah, sorry,
do
about,
what
those,
we want
sorry
now.
About those foreigners coming over here and threatening who we are. We want to party, man. Let yeah. They're not a threat yet. Yeah, it's cool that they're burning the flag or desecrating the memory of the veterans.
We're judge them.
Yeah, who thou shalt not judge. Yeah,
you guys died so they could all come in here and pull down yeah. the Constitution, right, so we could do what we want.
And that condemnation goes to anybody that takes the name of the Lord thy God in vain. And what does that mean? It doesn't mean when Jesus or when the Father said, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. It means you shall not just say GD it, like people like mm-hmm. to say, so freely and without restraint. Mm-hmm. Jesus was exemplifying that in Scripture by saying, listen, you better practice what you preach. Yep.
And it's a military code of conduct. If you break a military code of conduct, you can be discharged. Why? Because
yes, you
represent
you can be
the
removed.
Military.
That's right.
So your behavior and your conduct must line up with that.
But once saved, always saved. Don't have time for that.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
is untrue.
Yeah.
Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. For God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he shall also reap. Number four is this, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. That's not a day where you sit around watching football games, drinking beer, burping and farting and calling the old lady, whatever you want to call her. No, it's a day that we give always our hearts to God and our hand to man. That's how we honor the Sabbath day. Jesus continuously healed on the Sabbath day. Jesus said, what, you'll
is
pull out one of your
to
asses,
me, right?
but for me to heal this woman, there's something wrong with that? Mm-hmm. It's always an exemplification of who we are in Christ, because he lives through us. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Number five is honor your father and mother. What does that mean? It means to honor them, hold them in high esteem. Wheresoever your father and mother leave off the Lord, that's where you leave off honoring your father and mother.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
Because to honor wickedness really isn't honor. You're just partaking in wickedness.
That's right.
So you can't honor wickedness.
Yeah, we're not to be hypocrites. We're to follow the Lord. And what is the first commandment given with promise? That your days may be long upon the earth. Number six is thou shalt not kill. Jesus magnified it in grace, and he said, don't even be angry with your brother without a cause, because if you do, it's considered murder in your heart.
That's right. Even by thought. And think about nowadays when kids are playing these little games, or adults are playing these games where they're killing, 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 killing. It's on their imagination. They're literally pondering it, thinking it, and it gets conveyed through that screen. So there the seeds start, right there.
Yeah.
We're already committing the act of murder through our imagination.
And just think, the Supreme Court said that for the kids to observe the Ten Commandments is impermissible. Thou shalt not kill is impermissible for your kids to look at. Just like when you're going down the street and there's a stop sign there, or a sign that says you better slow down, or whatever the case is, that's impermissible. Mm-hmm. I mean, don't preserve life, folks. Yeah. That's what they're saying. Being a little facetious. Number six is thou shalt not kill. Number seven is thou shalt not commit adultery. Just think of this, folks. Jesus said, even if you look at a woman or a man to lust after him, you've already committed adultery with her in your heart.
Right.
He said, if your eye offends thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee, for it's more profitable that one of your members should perish than that your whole body should end up in hell. And what is he teaching us? The fear of the Lord coupled with the value of our soul.
Right.
Is he telling us to pluck out our eye? No, he's telling you that sin is so offensive to God that it's better for you to pluck out that eye.
Yeah,
get that, folks?
Think of our founders that gave us the First Amendment. There was no such thing as a legally protected strip joint, adult bookstore, none of that garbage, because freedom isn't the freedom to do what one wants to do insofar
you're
as
you're not
breaks
at
the law.
Liberty to commit crimes
you
against
can't.
God, folks.
Then where's the liberty?
Common sense. And the other point is, you had another point there. You know, next thing we're going to have is a bunch of lunatics saying Bradley Dean's out there saying pluck out your eyes. Just look for that one, folks. And then, you know what? Maybe we'll get a couple thousand more listeners.
Yeah,
all right.
There we go.
Number eight is thou shalt not steal. Number nine is thou shalt not lie. Folks, how many lies does it take to make you a liar? 10 and a bell goes off? No, a lie is a lie. And the Bible says that for those that lie, you're going to have your part in the lake of fire. Just think about and the other thing about lying, it starts out as a small snowball, and every time you have to prop up that lie because you always have to defend it, it ends up as a big snowball that sooner or later will go right back over the top of you, and it will destroy you. Number 10 is thou shalt not covet. Now, folks, this is turning the lights all the way up, and covet means to take that which belongs unto another man, and it includes his wife, his animals, his farm, his house, whatever the case is, it matters not. You know, God gave the Ten Commandments to prove you that his fear may be before his face, is that you sin not. See, when you walk in that fear, it's a healthy place to be, because you always have God nigh unto you. Just like David said that he was constantly at his right hand, he shall never be moved. That's what David said. And it's a great place to be, folks. It really is. I end with this. For those that are hopeless, I want to hit this next week. There was once a farmer who had an old donkey. One day he was walking along and heard his donkey crying, and as he walked towards the cry of the donkey, he came to find out that the donkey had fallen into an old well. And he was trying to get out, that donkey was. The farmer thought to himself, how am I going to get out of this well? As he pondered it for a little bit, he began to reason with himself, so he went to the donkey, and he basically got all of his friends to get his donkey out of that pit. The donkey started to respond. The farmer said, hey, let's just bury it. He's not worth it anyways, to the hopeless. The donkey panicked at first, knowing that what they were trying to do. And suddenly, to the farmer's amazement, the donkey started to respond in a powerful way. For every scoop of dirt that they would throw on that donkey's back, you know what he would do? He would shake it off, and he'd use that dirt as a stepping stone to climb out of that well. And so should you, folks. We love you. We'll talk to you next week. The Sons of Liberty, Bradley Dean, and Jake the other guy.